Chapter 1. Why Teach Your Kids About Weather. In this section, we will learn how kids can learn to love the planet by learning how weather works, learn how we can learn about weather and how it works, learn basic safety measures to take in case of dangerous weather. One of the greatest things about being a parent is discovering the world through their young eyes. How many common things have become extraordinary when you share them with your kids? They are even more special when they are something that they can share with you. It is never too early to begin teaching your kids to love the planet they were born on, and the best way to love it is to learn about it. There are any number of ways to do this. A trip to the zoo or aquarium, a camping trip in the woods, a hike in the local park. All are great ways to introduce the wonder and majesty of nature to a young mind, but the opportunities are not as easy to find as we would like. These things take planning and preparation, but the weather is always there, just outside our windows. In fact, there is weather inside the house as well, and we will study that as well so we can understand what is going on in the sky outside. Eventually, we will be able to see how a dust storm on the other side of the planet influences whether or not you will have a white Christmas, but our main focus will be why it is sunny one day and stormy the next, what is really going on when snow or rain is falling, even why it can be raining at home but sunny at school. This is a good time to begin thinking about weather and storm safety. Storms that bring thunder, lightning, and even tornadoes can be frightening for small children. But understanding the weather and why it is doing what it is doing can take away some of the scariness. It does not make the storms less dangerous, but being less frightened, kids are less likely to make mistakes. We will learn more about specific weather safety hazards as we go along, but here are some important safety tips to keep in mind now. Always be aware of the weather. Of course, you should always take a look through the window before you go outside to see if you need a jacket or coat, but take the time to check the forecast, either from TV or radio, online, or from your home weather station to see if the weather could get worse. If dangerous weather is predicted, it does not mean that it will happen, but know the signs so you can watch for them. If the sky suddenly fills with dark clouds and it starts to rain, seek shelter. Not only will you be more comfortable, you will be safe from lightning or tornadoes. The best place to be is in a building or car with the windows rolled up. Avoid exposed shelters like metal sheds, baseball dugouts, bleachers, or under a lone tree. If there is lightning in the area and you cannot find shelter, crouch down in an open area at least twice as far away from the nearest tree as it is high, and cover your ears to prevent hearing damage from thunder. Stay away from water and metal. Both will conduct electricity and may attract a lightning strike. If there is tornado danger, remember to D-U-C-K, duck. Get down to the lowest level of the building. Get under something solid like a table or desk. Cover your head to protect from falling debris, and keep inside the shelter until you are sure the danger has passed.